Welcome to Nerds Before Birds. Each week on the show, we take a look at a film and attempt to answer the question, does it soar like an eagle or simply flip the bird?
Welcome back!
It's almost on par with the actual Rotten Tomatoes Metacritic scores.
Never seen a sonogram roll its eyes before, but it did.
I'll do my best to tell these two losers what happened.
Well, if you're still here, we do know things, don't worry.
If any movie is below 6 on IMDb, then it's probably not worth watching.
I always have what I want to say in my head. It's like, oh yeah, that's the perfect way to word it. It's not.
Dean, I'm going to beat you to death.
What did everyone get up to?
Shut up! We're going! Let's do this! I've been rolling for 2.5 minutes!
I was just waiting for
you guys rolling at all?
Yeah, we're rolling.
Yes, no, we've already got the countdown. Okay. Of course we're rolling.
Here we go. Are we ready? Shut up.
We're not rolling.
Everyone shut up.
Are we rolling?
Shit!
You were the loudest one, Paul. Oh my god.
Because no one's talking! Okay, ready?
just start us off. Go.
Hello, my sweet little cherubs. I'm Paul. Sick one,
this,
guys. Well done.
Yes, and.
You guys are shit.
Apparently, we are still not used to the new format.
Wait, yeah. We'll settle on an order first.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah.
It's going to go
just
Paul.
Introduce yourselves.
Who's going?
It's going to go me.
Hi, I'm Paul.
I'm Fiona.
I'm Dean. We're going to keep all that.
And I'm Jason. Welcome to Nerds Before Age Care. This week on the show, we're talking all about deplorable people doing deplorable things in an Amazon Prime original, but it's like Netflix original, like in the rest of the world, apparently.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I kept thinking, I kept reading all these articles about this Netflix thing, and they were like, I'm just like, huh, you're wrong. Stupid article.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Yeah. Everything that I looked up, like, was like, oh, the Netflix original. And I'm like, wait a second. Wasn't it on Amazon?
Why was it on Amazon?
Anyways,
it is
in Australia. But anyways.
Yeah. Well,
Australia. We're talking all about the film I Care a Lot, starring Rosamund Pike, Asa Gonzalez, and Peter Dinklage.
Big D.
I completely skipped over the intro to the show. Like, did you guys realize that? Like,
yeah, we didn't want to say anything. I liked it, to be honest. Yeah. It felt really smooth and natural.
Fine. Yeah,
it welcome did to the podcast. Stopped. We do stuff. It's great.
We do stuff. We do reviews, rankings, and all that kind of stuff. But anyways, so let's get into the actual movie itself.
Is it some things pop culture, Jason, or is it... How many
it's film and pop culture?
Is it all or just a couple? Like, do we poke out? Do we just
a couple? Of
is it a whisper of pop culture or is it all?
Just a whisper.
It's a whisper. Okay, that's cool.
It's the essence of pop culture. A whisper.
Yeah, it's completely.
We do all things. We talk all things movies and whisper pop culture.
Unless it's Star Wars, then you guys just like explode.
Yeah,
like Alderaan. Am I right, boys?
Oh, yeah.
Oh my god.
Okay, so what did you guys think of this movie? Did it soar like an eagle or did it flip the bird? Fee, what did you think? Did you like it?
I like the acting. Ooh. But I think essentially it flipped the bird for me. Yeah. Really like entertaining movies. And I feel like this could had the potential to be so much more entertaining than it actually was because it really... I don't know. I think it just, for the genre that it was, it kind of stuck to realism too much when it could have been a lot more
We lost Fee by the title.
Yeah.
I care a lot.
I'm the dragon lady.
Oh, that's terrible. That is terrible. I didn't even realize where you were going with that, but I was like,
oh, that's right.
This title, I actually don't like the title of this movie. It just seems weird. Like, I care a lot. Like, I don't know what it could be otherwise, but it just... Yeah, it doesn't work for me. That's on a completely
different
track.
I'm a massive anus.
Rosamund Pike
probably,
plays
yeah, that's
a
probably
horrible
what it should
woman
have been
again?
Called. Fair enough, Fee. So, Dean, what did you think of this movie? Does it soar or flip?
It's been a while since I've been so conflicted watching a movie on like all fronts. And so it's one of those movies where it keeps... making you question, like, you know, what side you're on, which kind of like, do you want her to win? Yeah. Do you want her to get away with it? Do you want her to get caught? Are you going, like, you know, do you want Peter Dinklage to win? It's like every, like, there's no really good people in, like, I'll probably some of the older people are.
No.
like, you know, no. innocent. But, like, there aren't any real good characters to root behind because they're all horrible. And yet it's very entertaining and I very much enjoyed it. A lot of cool twists at the end. Because I kind of feel like got to a point where, like, oh, at this point, I don't think they're going to be able to finish it in a way that I'm going to like. And I was very surprised at how they turn things around at the end.
Yeah.
I thought it was enjoyable. It's not my favorite movie in the DC universe, but it's up there. It's one of the top ones. So I think this is a very good, like, after Rosamund Pike's character stops abusing Batfleck and then going on to do this instead.
Oh my god.
And like, yeah.
It does feel like a continuation of that
of Gone Girl,
like,
right?
You could really take that character and put it straight into here.
For sure.
And it will work.
For sure. Except that was a way better movie.
Yes.
Way better.
Yes.
By leads.
I think a lot of that comes down to the direction, though. Like, I think because David Finch is such a good director for those, like, horrible people doing horrible things, but you still are intrigued by everything that's going on.
Absolutely.
And, like, I mean, even Ben Affleck's character is not great. Like, he's not a great person in that as well. But
he's the least worst.
That's fair. That's true.
I agree.
And it's
definitely a definitive least worst as opposed to this where it's like
they're all just really horrible.
I think the directing for sure / the editing, like the pacing overall was just really like, this is kind of dragged out a little bit, like that plot twist at the end, like took a while to get there, didn't we?
I mean, like, even Peter Dinklage as a character, like, you know, naturally you're and I think we're all kind of wired to root for Peter Dinklage naturally anyway, based on like what he's already been. Like, he's just a great actor and the roles that he's taken and everything. He's just a very likable guy. And then he's in this and you're like, oh man, he's going to like, his mum's missing. He's going to try to, you know, like save his mum. Oh, but he traffics girls. So,
Yeah. And you're like, exactly.
He shoots up a nursing home.
Yeah, there's no rooting for anyone in this.
Charisma can't really, like, make you really want him to win.
Exactly.
Like,
but it was, I definitely enjoyed it. What did you think?
Oh, I was going to actually ask Paul next.
Well, Paul, what did you think, Paul?
Welcome to my life.
Jason. Friggin' baby.
You know what?
It's all
right. No, let's just.
I think I've got a court order, Jason. I think you're displaying a bit of dementia. I think we've taken control of the podcast.
Oh my gosh.
You're going to gaslight me.
Imagine that. Imagine that.
Yeah, you can take ownership of the podcast, Paul.
If Paul just rocked up to your house and said, hey, I'm your guardian and I'm taking you to your nursing home, what would you actually do, Jason?
Oh.
I'd probably just get punched by his wife.
Yeah, you probably would.
She'd be like, no, you know what? Yeah, sick. Take him. Yeah. Cool. We can go 50-50 on this
bad
boy.
Are you getting punched in this scenario or is she punching me so that I like go willingly?
She's punching you out the door, Jason.
It depends on the day, really.
Right. Yeah, that's fair.
I catch her.
Yeah. So, Paul, what did you think of this movie? Did you saw a flip?
I think overall I enjoyed it. I was intrigued to just keep... I couldn't stop watching it because it's exactly that situation that you described in. I didn't know who to go for. And there's times where you're like, oh, man, Dinklage is a real bad guy. I hope they get away. But then you're like, hang on a second. No, they're ripping off probably the most vulnerable people in society.
Yeah.
And she's an absolute scumbag for what she's doing. Her entire crew are all just deplorable people.
Yeah.
You go for her a little bit, but then you go for Dink, and you're like, let's go, Dinklage, do your thing. You've got amazing gymnast abilities, and I want to know if that's real.
Yes.
Super side note. Is that real?
So do I. I don't think so. I reckon there was a guy in blue
suit. I bet it was. I bet he was just like, guys, look what I can do. We're doing this in the movie.
I hope it was real. Yeah. I really hope Dink can do that. That would be so good.
I just don't think that this would be a movie that you'd... I don't think you'd have a movie like this that you'd... go to all that effort to do like a visual effect.
It seems like the first thing is cut. I get that.
Anyway, like, what does it actually show about his character that he can do that? Like, what's
that?
The...
He's tough. Yeah. He's a tough boy.
He's tough. Yeah.
And he's sophisticated as well.
I liked it overall. I thought it flipped. No, it. What do we say? It's good. It's soared. It's soared.
It
like
flipped, it flipped like an eagle. That's.
Yeah, we've only been doing like 140 of these episodes.
It flipped like an eagle. Well, we still haven't got the intro right. So.
Well, that's yeah. Yeah, you're right. Yeah,
we're all imposters tonight, apparently.
Oh, who am I? I liked it. Jason, what did you think of about it, mate?
Thank you. So
we got that right.
I liked it, but I'm sort of with Fee on it. Like I think it goes a little bit too long. The twist was kind of unexpected, but I think it's because the movie went so long that you kind of forgot about it, kind of thing. Okay. I was like, oh yeah, that's right. And then when we got to the twist, I was like, oh, that's the twist from another movie. That
is it?
Is kind of a better movie.
Don't you hate it when that happens? It's a really great idea. Oh wait, it's been done before.
Yeah. Damn. Oh wait, this has been done before. It's sort of like,
and it's so much better when ending. What was the other movie?
Layer Cake is like. It's like that ending kind of thing. It's like, oh yeah, I forgot about this whole side plot.
Absolutely.
And then, oh yeah, that came back to the end kind of thing with Daniel Craig. But yeah, good that's thought. And like the director did another movie called The Disappearance of Alice Creed.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a similar nasty film to this, but at least in that movie, like, you've got the one character, Alice Creed, that you can sort of root for and is not a character that is like overall, it's a likable protagonist, as opposed to this where none of the characters are likable.
Yeah.
And you're just left with nasty people doing nasty things.
I guess you kind of only go for, I think you only go for the mum. And that's kind
she's
of
the
it.
Yeah.
Yes. She is the Ben Affleck.
She's the most vulnerable.
She's the
she's
least
barely
worst.
In it. So it's super
and she's barely in it.
But you still hope like even any interaction you have with her, especially when she comes there the first time and says, like, who is this lawyer guy? And she's like, did he look expensive? And she's like, you're in trouble.
You're
and you're like, trouble. Okay. She has a play here, and I like that. But yeah. That's about it. You don't really go for anyone else.
No.
I just wanted her to die the whole time. Mama.
Oh, whoa. Yeah. The mother.
Yeah. I was just just die. Because, you know, like, movies can sometimes have anti-heroes, and it's like they wanted her to be the anti-hero, like in Dexter or like American Psycho or something, where you're like, okay, I can kind of find some way to empathize or sympathize with like what's going on inside this person's head. But like, even with the like monologue at the start and at the end, it was just like,
did you just say that you sympathize with American Psycho?
Yeah. Didn't you? Don't you want to like, what? Don't you
I
like,
did pick up on that. I'm
didn't you
glad
kind
we didn't
of want him to get away with
that,
it though? Like you kind of want him to get away with it though. Cause he's like, real messed up.
I get.
Do you know what I mean?
It's whereas really this messed is, like, up, but I think it's because everyone in that world too that like they're so self-obsessed, and when he does like take them out, like you kind of like, okay, well that's
like he's justified it
so
in his head.
I mean,
you can sort of see from the character's perspective, but this chick, she's just selfish and like wants to be rich and is pure evil.
Oh, man.
So there's no like, I get it. It's like, no, you're just like, I don't even see you from a psychopath's perspective. Like, you're not even a psychopath. You're just taking advantage of people and you should die. Like, do you know?
That's fair. I was waiting for it to die the whole way through.
That scene towards the end of American Psycho where Christian Bale is like with the ATM, I just felt so bad. Like, well, he's just trying to feed the ATM a cat. That's all he's trying to do.
Yeah, I know, right?
Like, and it's just not.
He's just trying to.
Society's not letting him.
Get through his day, feed an ATM account.
I just felt so bad.
Yeah.
He's just doing it.
Yeah.
Good guy.
Poor Christian Bale.
I just didn't want Fran to die.
Which one's Fran?
Fran.
The Gonzalez.
The nanny?
Huh? Oh, because she's hot?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. I had a very. It's like when I was angry when they killed. Natalie Dormer's character in Game of Thrones.
Paul has a very specific set watching. Of skills and interests.
Oh my god!
It's not that specific.
Yeah.
But like, that was another thing, like, that I found very lazy.
We'll get into it.
Sorry. That she was like a lesbian. Yeah. It was just it felt unbelievable to me because the whole thing was like a commentary on how she hates men. So it's like, okay, are you just a lesbian because you hate men? Like,
yeah.
You know, it felt a little forced.
Are they both like stereotypical, like toxic masculinity versus toxic feminism kind of thing? Like, that was kind of what I was thinking that it was kind of going with, because he's kind of like the toxic masculine character where they're like, oh, like, this woman couldn't do this kind of stuff, and they kind of, they don't even like sort of see her as a threat, and then she's sort of like the opposite of that, and they kind of clash so heavily. And that's kind of like what I was thinking, maybe that was what they were going for, but it just, none of this works, like, in that way.
I don't think I ever saw it as like, she just hates men. Because it's not just like, obviously she doesn't care for men at all, but she's a complete narcissist. She doesn't care about anyone, no matter who they are. Like, the elderly,
she cares
anything.
About friends. She cares about friends.
She cares about that one,
And the doctor.
But, like, so does Paul. That's all he cares about, you know? And I consider him a narcissist. So.
I agree. Like, that's why I've got the mic volume set really high so I can keep hearing myself.
There you go. You have no idea what you're agreeing to. Yeah. I just feel like she's just, she has no care for anyone around her, or, like, anyone she comes across, no matter who they are.
That's true.
But that's just that was my take anyway. Yeah.
So let's get into the plot of this movie anyways. We're mixed by the sound of it though. Like,
a little bit.
So
I think we all kind of thought it was at least okay though, right?
I liked it.
Like, I thought it was watchable, but I don't think I'd watch it again because, like, there's nothing to go back.
No, it's got no rewatchability, but it's good in the time.
I would have liked it if it was like a 45 minute, like, part of a TV series, you know, one episode. I would have been like, cool. Like a mini series on murder or something.
Mm-hmm. Like an episode of Black Mirror or something.
Maybe. Yeah. But I don't really like Black Mirror. It freaks me out.
I have to take that. Fair. I have to take that show very slowly, like a season at a time. BS.
Yeah, just skip the first episode.
Yeah, holy crap, yes.
That was the only one I
tell everyone. It's the only one you've watched.
That's the worst.
No wonder you don't like it.
I know, no wonder. It starts pretty full on.
Yeah. Pigs aren't a recurring theme in Black Mirror after the first episode.
Jason, please continue, please.
So, Marla Grayson, which is Rosamund Pike's character, is this con artist that is basically what I found interesting when I was sort of like researching this is she doesn't do anything illegal.
She doesn't
in the scam that she does.
And
which,
do you know what the most horrible thing, and the thing that I kept, like, I think probably the thing that was least enjoyable about this, I think Fee, you mentioned, is like, it stays too real. Like, this stuff actually happens in America all the time. Yeah. And
that I thought was too real, like, or not real. Mm. I think I understand the crime and people getting abused. That's all real for sure. 100%. But then they bring in the literal Russian mafia and I was like, things are about to go down. But then they kept it really real. And I was like,
I feel like
we could have had some more opportunity for entertainment in here, but.
Okay, as in, like, the Russian mob being super careful and, like, secretive when maybe they could have been more like a John Guy Wick. Ritchie kind of mob.
A little
bit louder and more aggressive.
Yeah. Well, but they do. They shoot up a, like, an aged care home. Like, I don't know how much louder you can get.
I don't mean what happens in the thing. I just mean, like, entertainment-wise. Like, I mean, it would have been great to have a bit
they
of,
They should
like,
have...
The Baby Driver kind of like edits, you know?
Yeah, they should have driven an SUV into the nursing home, like through, and then straight into a room, grabbed her, driven
they
out.
They were not the best. That was like that sort of attempt to try and get her out of the home is not...
Yeah.
It was the worst strategy that I think they could have ever gone with. Yeah. Like, yeah. But anyways, we'll get to that. So, Fran was in Grayson, Baby Driver. Who's...
Yes.
Yeah. We know.
Good movie. I like Baby Driver.
Yes. I know you do. Up until you like it up until about like
until you get rid of the Subaru. Three quarters. Sad.
Three quarters through.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And then it's this garbage ending. Stupid ending. When makes no sense.
But Lily James is in it to the very end, Paul. So hey? Lily James is in it to the very end.
Yeah. Kevin Spacey's also in it till the very end.
I like it.
Not quite.
That movie's not quite. You're right. So Marla Grayson, getting back to the very first sentence of the plot synopsis. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
So Marla Grayson, she's like basically exploiting the system.
Yes.
Taking over legal guardianship over elderly people that she's basically gaslighting into like the court into believing that they're not capable of looking after themselves and isolating them from friends and family so that she can take over their estate and then basically just bleed them dry and then throw them back into the, like the public system so that, yeah. That
I don't think they ever go back.
Flip. Well, no. Yeah. That's what, like, basically the idea is that she takes them out and puts them into this home until there's no money left and then just sort of throws them out on their own into like a public system where still the legal guardian, but they're lock and key kind of thing.
Yeah. They or she like
yeah.
kicks up the drugs and makes them basically deteriorate intentionally.
Yeah, terrible. Which is horrendous.
Yeah.
Like it's the worst of the worst of the worst. And it's like not just her involved, it's like a whole thing where there's people all over the place, even people that are running aged care facilities that are doing
even the physician kind of who's like, we can accelerate their symptoms.
Hmm.
And things like that. And you're like, what is this?
Yeah.
Now she says she's buying, like she's selling off the, like all the assets to pay for the nursing home, like accommodation, right? But she owns the rooms that they're in as well, right?
I think. No, she doesn't own them because when she's talking to the guy, when she is she has to pay him to hold it. Yeah. I think it's just. The fees are completely jacked up, so she just gets a massive percentage.
Like
Sam Rice is the character, but it's Damian Young is the actor that is from like House of Cards and a few other shows. Possibly. He's always sort of playing these of like weaselly sort of characters.
The scapegoat for everyone.
I think he was also in. Was he in
He's in Ozark.
The movie we did the other week. Yeah, but we did
he is in Chicago Trial 7. Of the Chicago he is. 7. He's one of the lawyers, like the bad guys.
The FBI.
He is. Guys,
he just looks like a real just a shifty bastard.
It's that chin. It's the chin.
Yeah. It's the chin.
Chin. Yeah.
Yeah. It's almost like he's got almost like a cartoon sort of face to him, but like it's that like, chiseled sort of.
It's like
jaw
that dude in what's that? What was that kid show that
Lazy Town?
Lazy Town, yeah, he's the guy. He's got that face.
Or he's like he reminded me of the guy who works in the Department of Sanitation in Parks and Rec, and how he just looks like the sleaziest man on earth. You know the sewer guy.
I don't remember that.
That's fine. So, carry on, Jason.
Okay.
Yeah. So we get introduced to the scheme by a character called Mr. Fieldstrom, who is a man that tries to break into the aged care facility in the opening credits of the movie. And he's like, he's desperate to see his mother and he takes Marla to court and she basically is like, the mother like is not fit to see anyone and like just completely locks him out kind of thing. And he's like, how can you do this? Like, this is my mother. This is my, like, this is my life that you're messing with. And he confronts her outside the courtroom and like spits on her and everything like that as a full sort of confrontation.
Ugh.
And,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Like spitting on people was bad, But like post 2020, I think it's kind of taken on a whole new level.
I know, like, yeah. I keep thinking, like, I was like, when was this filmed? Like, yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of hand touching and things.
It would have been.
It had to be 2019, so, yeah. Back when spitting was okay.
Yeah, back when, yeah. I always thought like spitting was like the grossest thing ever, but yeah, now it's like really, really bad.
It's the worst thing you could do now.
Yeah, it's pretty dark. For sure. It's worse than locking your mum up in an aged care facility, apparently. But so basically they've got this whole scheme working that they get a doctor involved that basically assesses them and shows that they're.
Sorry, who's editing this one? Who will be editing?
I'll be editing it. You are.
You are.
You asked to edit.
You put your hand up.
What? I can't edit. What this are you one, about if to Jason, say? No, if Jason's editing this, I'll just continue on.
You're editing. You're editing.
No.
You're an animal.
No. So, So
I'll just subtly.
They have a doctor that basically open that. For anyone that's wondering what that sound is, it's a Mars bar that Dean's just.
It's just that he's gonna eat. If anyone's wondering, yeah, so, it is just I have an awesome wife and she bought me a Mars bar. So.
Yeah. Well, she wants and to get you out of the picture. Now we all get to enjoy it.
Yeah,
she's fattening you up.
Yeah, she's fattening you up. Send you out. And she like locks the garage door and you can't come in after the podcast tonight.
She'll come in. By the way, honey, I'm your legal guardian now, so.
Yeah. Anyway, so basically they have a doctor that sort of just like assesses them and sort of fudges the results so that they look like they're got dementia or somehow not able to care for themselves sort of thing. And so Marla, who's very used to this system, is easily able to sweet talk the judge and get through like her sort of case. And she appears, for all intents and purposes, she appears to be a good person until we get sort of brought behind her whole scheme and realize that she's just completely using and abusing these people. And she gets told that there is a, like a golden goose. I can't remember what was
a cherry.
A cherry. Yeah. Of a case that she might be able to get where there's this elderly lady that has no family, no known people that would care for her. And they could easily get her and put her in a home, and she also has like a massive amount of wealth as well. So they're like very, very quickly jump out the bit to get her and put her in a home. But then it turns out that she actually does have a family, and she's faked her whole name, her everything. What? She's like got a name of a dead person from years before.
She's got a fake identity for like 40 years.
Yeah, for like 40 years. Yeah.
So long, it's just like, it's so hard to track where, like, you know, what her actual name is, right?
And yeah. Except for they find it like super easy.
She hasn't had it for 40 years. Like, I thought she only had it for like 4 because they said there was like tax records dating back 4 years. So I think it's a recent thing.
Dating back 40 years. I think it was
40.
I thought it was 40 too.
Yeah.
Because it was like she took her daughter's name, who died when she was young, like very young.
I don't think it was her daughter's name. She just took a young, like there's a baby who died super duper young, and they just took, because I don't think the baby had any relevance to her.
I don't think so. Yeah, because it wasn't a Russian name that she took.
No. Right. Like, bloody, it wasn't bloody Svetlana.
Oh, yeah, it's just a random girl. Okay.
Yeah. So, basically, we find out that her son is, like, the leader of the Russian mafia or mob in Massachusetts. And, that's a hard word to say. So they've messed up big time because they've locked away the leader of the Russian mob, his mother, and it turns out that he only sees it like once a year. I didn't get this. Is it like
once a week? Because they're like, once a month. Yeah. I think
once a week.
Once a month.
Monthly or quarterly or something.
Month. She was like quarterly. What's the date today? And she was like the 15th. And she was like last week was the 8th, wasn't it? And she was like yeah.
You're screwed.
Yeah. It is every month on the 8th. Then it's Dinkle Day. And
I hate that so much. It's dinkle time.
And with that, you can take over the plot summary because I'm done with
this. Is that my reward? fantastic.
You just got to chime in with Dinkle Day.
Dinkle Day. That's
when you want to like chime in and actually take over.
That's the combo. That's
Dinky Day. So
if I start just, you know, filibustering, somebody come in with Dinkle Day and it's your
Dinkle
turn.
Dinkle Day.
Dinkle Day is this podcast's talking stick.
Oh, it's Porson.
Yeah. You said it. You know when like you used to have like those books when you were a kid and it'd have like a turn the page like a little bell kind of thing. That's what it'd be. The Dinkle Day.
Dinkle Day.
When you turn the page.
It'd be our safe word.
Go on, Dean. Whiskey. Where are we at?
Dinkle Day. Okay. So they found this out. They're a little bit concerned. Now, hang on. At this point, has the lawyer, in quotes, air quotes, have they showed up or is that
no?
Coming?
They
that's
haven't
now.
At this point.
Well, that's
because they basically at first they think that the taxi like he threatens the taxi driver,
mm-hmm.
the like one of his men that was meant to pick her up.
We haven't even gotten to
he's
that.
He's like,
that's where we're at. I think that's where we're
no,
at.
No, okay, yeah. So. The course of events, the course of events was that this one of Dinkle's, one of Dinkle Day's, the taxi, one of his men went to pick up the mum. Mum wasn't there. The house looked completely different, completely painted. All the furniture's gone. Some random's there saying, "Oh, she's moved out. She now lives in a aged care facility." He's like, "Oh, okay," and then runs off. He's nervous as heck, tells Dinkle Boy what's happening, what's going on. He's like, you have to find where she is, find my mother. And then they report back finally, okay, looks like this has happened, looks like Rosamund Pike's, you know, horrible person character has gone
flogged
and taken
your mum.
Yep, flogged your mum. And we got to get her out of this nursing home. And Dinkly Doo is basically says like, all right, bring in, send in Dean.
There was a game that I used to play called Destiny.
Send in Dean. Dean, which is the
finally
thing that
on
you guys
screen we get to see
wish
a cool
you never did.
Dean. This guy was awesome. Was he the guy? Has anyone ever watched The Mindy Project?
Yes.
Was he the guy from The Mindy Project?
Yes, he is.
Yes.
He's also in, I was trying to figure out what I remembered him from, The Newsroom, along with everything.
Yes,
never
The Newsroom.
You should watch The Newsroom. It is good.
Yeah.
It's been in a bunch of things.
It. Awesome. No, I was going to say, I used to play a game called Destiny, and in the first Destiny, Peter Dinklage was the voice of this like little robot that accompanies you. So he's like the colloquial term for him was Dinklebot. But then they got rid of Dinklebot.
Yeah, right.
So it's irrelevant now. Anyway, fun fact.
Poor Dinklebot.
Dean, carry on right now. Go.
I can't talk. I'm eating my mother.
So, basically, they send in the dean, the lawyer.
The dean.
So, lawyer Dean goes in and he's like, "Hey, Marla, I'll give you $150,000 if you let her out," kind of thing, and. Marla's like, well, if you're coming in and your opening offer is $150,000, then I want like $10 million kind of thing.
Mm.
Because I know that she's worth a lot more to you than she is to me kind of thing. And at this point, she's also found that there is a security deposit box that...
the diamonds.
That has a bunch of diamonds and that she's going to go and fence them and there's no record of them. So she knows that basically Jennifer, the older lady that she's now entrapped in this home is completely like she's up to something. Like, she's basically hiding her identity. There's, like, something going on kind of thing.
Yeah.
So,
there's all these...
That's when they...
All these alarm bells, like, all these kind of red flags coming up here and there saying that this isn't... Yeah. Maybe this Jennifer isn't as much of a cherry as we expected her to be. But
yes.
Yeah.
So, the lawyer, after she refuses to take the 150 grand, takes her to court and... The judge quickly dismisses it because basically it's the same judge. Like, I'm like, did they not have any other judges?
In his defense, though, like, he's not an idiot, but you do have a woman who you know, like, he's an idiot, but you've got a woman here who he thinks is trusted in the community and is doing a good job versus some dude who's just come out of the woodwork saying he represents a potentially vulnerable old woman. And, like, I can see where he's coming from.
Oh,
but he's completely biased.
Absolutely.
The whole time.
I was thinking, surely this guy's in on it too. Like, he's getting
a little bit of
sugar. Or he just...
So...
He watches these movies for the same reason Paul does. He really likes Rosamund Pike. So...
So, Isaiah Whitlock Jr., which is the actor that plays Judge Lomax in this, he actually is in Your Honor, the Bryan Cranston TV series. Okay. So, and he plays like one of the like very good friends of Bryan Cranston's judge character.
Mm-hmm.
And it's basically the same role because like it just like I've just finished watching that series and come out of that and watch this and it feels like he's almost in the same courtroom as what that
maybe
that
it's in this it's all in the same universe. It's all
it feels like it could be all connected with Gone Girl as well.
Is his character so on in IMDb, he's down, like, his character is Judge Lomax. Is that his first name? Judge?
Yeah, Judge. Because Lomax. That's how you become a judge, right? Yeah. You're born with the name Judge.
Yeah, Judge Reinhold.
Everyone knows that.
You know?
Judge Reinhold.
Yeah. That's exactly it. Oh, my
God. Stupid. Stupid man.
Yeah. So, it'll be just three of us next week on the podcast. Dean will probably not
be. Four. It'll be me, like, hey, Jason, and Judge Reinhold.
I was just going to say, who am I annoying so Judge much Russell. That they're not going to show up again next week? Oh, it's me. I get it. Okay.
Where are we at? So, basically, they're like, okay, well... Going through the legal system didn't really work, so let's, like, actually threaten her kind of thing.
Secret ingredient is crime.
yeah. So, they find out where the aged care facility is, and they send in two goons to sort of try and get her out, the mum out. And I was like...
Three goons.
Yeah,
three was it? Oh,
one
okay,
gets
yep.
very yeah. quickly incapacitated.
Or killed?
Doesn't one of get, them, yes. Two of he them gets get very killed? Incapacitated by getting killed.
Like dead.
Gets the most incapacitated. Right.
Yeah. that you can get.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so does the guard, right? Like the guard gets incapacitated. Is that what we're calling it now?
Yeah.
So
we're going to keep this PG.
Unalive. So,
can with
so
me if the, you want to not die.
Yeah. So they fail miserably in getting her out of the home. They get her out to like the footpath, but then she gets quickly caught and brought back in. And basically Peter Dinklage is like, oh, that's not really working very well. I'm going to try a different method. Yeah. And Marla's like, well, she's sort of, if I keep her in this home, then she's sort of like my pawn in this game that I'm playing. And if I can move her to somewhere where they don't know where she is, then that way I've still got some cards on the table kind of thing. So she moves her into a mental institution, sort of says that she's completely unfit to be in the aged care anymore. So it sort of like basically whisks her away so that they don't know where she is. And so...
Oh, well, it's because, yeah, because she chokes her, right? What did you
pretty much, she taunts the old woman.
Yeah. She taunts her into that position where she feels like she has to do it, and that kind of seals her fate.
Yep. Or caught on camera, it's a great case.
Yeah. So then, basically, is the next part where Marla actually gets captured? pretty much.
Yeah. Like, the doctor is...
If we're skipping through a fair
bit. The doctor
bit.
Gets killed. The doctor's
killed. Doctor gets killed.
Yeah.
Then she gets captured.
Yeah.
Yeah.
After she freaks out when she sees the... So like, there's a bit of a kind of like realization that stakes are actually getting very high. She sees the news report and freaks out a bit. So they decided to go on the run. Or the girlfriend, the partner was like, no, we need to get out of here. But then there's the whole thing with the
IDs.
But
Marla's like, let's lay low for a little bit and sort of see how it plays out a little bit. And she decides that because they've got a whole heap of homes on their books, that they're going to stay in one of those homes because they'll be safe.
Yeah.
And
but they run back. And, so then what's the partner's name?
They left the passports.
Fran has to go back to get the passports.
Silly Fran.
And bad timing because she goes back to the house just as the mob is breaking in to try to get them.
They were waiting for her.
They could have been like waiting for her to get there.
So actually, it was like any time was bad timing. That's true. You know what? I think you're right, actually. That seems like a fairly good tactic.
Yeah. No, they just happened to be there. They're like, oh, you're home. Great.
I was just looking at it. I was like, well, man, that's a coincidence. I don't think just I believe in the neighborhood. That.
So this is where I didn't like I felt like it was fairly believable, like things how they're progressing until this point, because I was like, how bad are these assassins if their like kill rate is like 1 out of 3? Like, how do they have a job? Kind of thing. Like, they kill the doctor.
Sorry.
Yep, fair enough. Like, they're ruthless. And then they get Marla, and she sort of tries to do a little barter for her life, but fails miserably because Peter Dinklage is like, nah, I'll get my mum back another way kind of thing. And so they drug Marla, put her in a car and make it look like she's been drinking. They sort of basically inject her with a whole heap of alcohol or something, right?
Yeah.
Like they throw a tube down her throat or something like
that. They're not as good as with their dosages as...
No.
No, it's a plot hole. There's so many plot holes in this aspect of the movie. Yeah, because they when they kidnap her the first time, they've like drugged her with like the face mask thing, you know. What's it called?
Face off.
Oh, right, the chloroform. Like, chloroform,
chloroform, right? And then she's out for like a couple hours because it's like daytime. And then when she comes to, it's nighttime. And then they do the same thing when they're trying to kill her, and they chloroform her. And then she wakes up and she's like just driving, like 5 seconds ago, they just chloroformed her. And she's like comes to.
Yeah.
How convenient. And then,
so this is the convenient timing here. This is the coincidence.
Didn't they needle her?
I think
it was like a needle. Yeah, it was a needle.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Oh, the first time won't
drop you for hours.
The first time was the needle when they...
Yeah, first time was the needle. Oh, second time
when
was
they
the
got her. In. Yeah, that's right, because she's walking. You see somebody walking behind her, and then suddenly
like
you hear...
She gets tranked. That's right. Like, fuck.
Yeah, she gets tranked.
Down.
Oh, and that's she's like, oh, my gosh. Did you just, what just happened?
I'm gonna just do a quick chloroform, how long the effects last.
Yeah. Go for it.
Probably get sort of list.
Don't Google it. Just test it.
We can be one of those try guys.
Cool. Don't be a coward.
Podcasts. I was like, we're going to test chloroform.
That's right. Jason chloroforms himself.
Okay, so chloroform knocks you out as long as it's applied.
We've just done the test and here are the results.
20 minutes. to 2 hours with 20 to 30 minute recovery time.
That sounds about right.
Take 20 to 30 minutes to set up that like thing to run off the road.
You know, it was like a 5 second sequence.
You don't even know where they were. She drove for ages.
It was like around the corner.
How do you know? Anyways, they were in a quarry.
And then they drove her into the quarry.
Well, maybe it wasn't enough. Maybe all of those little workout montages are just to show that she has a very strong lung system.
Maybe.
Oh yeah, maybe she did like a Tom Cruise and like held her breath the whole time.
That was like the longest breath just like ever. Like, she's so dead.
Oh yeah. Well, hey, Kate Winslet can do it. So why can't Rosamund Pike? Well,
didn't she outdo apparently Tom Cruise?
Kate Winslet is now the record.
Well, Titanic, Avatar.
Yeah, she's outdid Tom Cruise.
What is really weird? So
in what
they're doing motion capture Avatar for Avatar for like two.
Yeah,
Avatar 2. But they're doing motion capture.
Yeah.
But for some reason, they have to hold their breath underwater.
Yes.
Like, why? Why did they?
Because you can't CG water, Jason.
What?
What?
Necessary.
You can't CG
everybody
water.
Knows that.
Like, but they, like, it's not it. Like, it was actually.
It's. I think it's because
actually motion capture.
Yeah.
It's
if
like
you see
in the motion capture suit.
If you see her though, because she's got the like giant wing kind of like material silks on her.
Yeah,
they're trying to catch the motion, the natural.
Capture.
They're trying to capture the motion of that in the water as well, and get
the
like
drag
natural.
And stuff.
That's why I feel like that's what they're doing.
Surely she can have like a gas tank on, like or, not a gas tank, an air tank.
I see like, what you mean. I see what you mean. Like
or a helmet.
Well, if you
otherwise,
all that stuff.
Because no,
surely
because
you
then
don't
it won't
need to hold your breath.
So because the bodysuit would then, because then they'd be tracking the motion of her breathing as well, and they can't have that. They can't have that slight change as she's breathing.
Yeah. They can't fix that in post. What are you talking about?
They can't fix that in post. It was just because Kate Winslet hates Tom Cruise and wanted to put him in his place.
Want to outdo him. Yeah.
I never thought of that.
So anyways.
That's hilarious.
Marla is like she wakes up in the car after they've chloroformed her and conveniently just wakes up just in time for her to crash into the quarry, in like the water in the quarry, and break out before she drowns. And somehow, even though they've
she's
given her a bunch of alcohol, they've given her alcohol, they've given her a chloroform, she can clearly, like, she's cognizant enough that she can climb out and
adrenaline.
Swim away kind of thing.
Adrenaline
like,
can do wonderful things, Jason. But she's stupid, though, in how she escapes. Because she could have just opened the door. Once
that's
the car
true.
Goes
she
below
could've.
The water fully,
yeah.
the pressure's
yeah,
equal and she
pressure.
Can just
yeah,
open
but
the door.
Yeah. Movie rules, though. That doesn't work in
yeah,
the movies.
Yeah, movie rules.
Like, you
yeah.
can't
so,
open doors
and also,
in movies.
Well,
I like she jumps out of the water after this and she does this massive big like scream. Like this
yeah.
like, big like,
stop.
Kind of thing. Did, like they're only like 100 meters away. They probably would have heard her yell.
It's
right?
like that
I
dude who
like-
was shooting the crocodile in Rogue. And you're like, stop shooting. They're like, right there.
Yeah. You're like getting their attention.
But then she
right?
walks along
like
the
waiting.
Main road as well. She's just casually yeah. strolling along the main road.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The first car that comes like towards her, I thought that was going to be them.
They're
I
just
going to
shoot
her
in the face.
Her
yeah.
And shoot her again.
Yeah.
yeah.
It'll be like a Fast and Furious kind of moment. Like from the first one, when he really, you know, when he's like walking along the
oh,
street.
Oh, when
he like,
gets shot in the
Toretto.
Face.
yeah,
that's
so
it.
Good, man.
That's it.
So good.
That's it. Oh, yeah, when he gets shot in the face,
right.
and that's
like,
the end of the series. That's
yeah,
the end of the franchise.
His, yeah, they blow his brains.
There were no
the
sequels.
Right.
Yeah. yeah. When Vin Diesel dies in the first one.
Too fast, no head.
Oh, all those headbutts he would have missed out on.
My family.
So, yeah, she goes back to her home and she's like, I'm going to save Fran or whatever. Like, she finds Fran on the ground and Fran is still alive.
I think from what I've learned is that they don't want the deaths to look like hits. So she was injured, but she was still alive, but the gas was on. So I think they were hoping she'd just explode. Same with, what's
that.
Her name? Full of alcohol and a car crash.
And chloroform.
But
and
also,
chloroform, but that's okay. But
Peter Dinklage was like, as we speak, like when he's talking to her, when she's tied up on the chair, she's like, as we speak, your home is being ransacked. And like we cut to Fran getting beat up and stuff. And then from that point, she like gets drugged, put in a car, swims back to life, visits a service station, gets a taxi, drives home, and the gas still has not exploded in the house. Like, she's still
not
like,
exploded,
okay, what's the science on that? How long,
been
is
a week.
It, how long does it take for a house to fill up with gas to the point where it can, like,
it's impossible.
To,
it will never fill up to, it is impossible. A house will never fill up with gas to cause an explosion of that caliber. Mythbusters tested it after the Bourne Supremacy. You know, where he turns on the gas on and then puts the thing in the thing? Never happens.
Can't happen.
Then they fully sealed the box and it was like a little explosion.
Did they put a flame in there of some sort? Like
they did. They recreated the whole thing. They slowly started pumping gas into their fake house. That was still a house.
Yeah.
And then they did the newspaper inside the toaster. Then the second time they put multiple toasters around and then they're like, none of this is working. So they fully sealed it. And that's when they got it to blow, but there's not enough seal to fill a whole house.
Yeah, okay.
But wouldn't it catch on fire enough to burn down the house? Like, even if it didn't...
It escapes. It mixes with the air and then just gets blown away. I guess
that makes sense. It would just find the gaps and it would...
So I shouldn't freak out about leaving my oven on, like, when I go out.
No, just do it. You should just do it.
I went out one time and I left my stove on. I left my stove on, like, burning, like, gas stove one time. And I think we went out, like, all day.
Yeah.
And came back, and it was still burning.
Well, that's fine, because it's
burning is what you want. You want it burning.
That's what you want. Yeah. You don't want it gassing out without a flame, yeah.
But fortunately, there was nothing close by that could have ignited.
Yeah.
If there was something close by, that would have been very bad.
Yeah,
what would have been close by your stove, though?
A tea towel?
I don't know, like... Like a tea towel.
That's a good one. Very good.
Like, they could have been like cereal box. Yep. I don't know. Like,
tea towel that like then could have been like next to you know, kitchen. The pantry, which was made of wood, and then that goes up.
Yeah. Anyway.
But yeah. Anyway, so Fran's not dead. She's
Fran's
alive.
Not dead.
Yay. So the assassins Fran's again. Very successful in there. Dane. Like they're keeping their 1 out of 3. They're, yep. they're you know. 33%. So,
hang on a second. Like, Dean, were you intentionally making a nanny joke just then?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, just making sure.
With the whole Mr. Stephanie. Yeah.
Well, Fran's fine.
I've been making nanny jokes all night.
No, I know. But you said Fran's fine. I'm like, do you know that her last name is Fine and is this a joke?
Oh.
Or is that just a funny coincidence?
Oh, okay. No, that was a coincidence. Oh. That, I did not know that one. That's, wow. Man, I'm hilarious. Thank you.
Oh my god.
That is what I'm taking from this.
Okay.
Let me have it.
I think Fiona's in like visible pain right now.
Fiona's had that.
This is the worst I've seen.
Fiona, I have noticed that there is a specific expression Fiona's had on her face every time I open my mouth. It is not a very good one. She does not seem amused.
I have a headache, and
okay.
Let's just say some things are not helping it.
We've had him for years. Don't worry about it. It doesn't go away. The only time it goes away is when he has a baby.
And yet you hate kids.
I hate your kids.
Anyway.
So, yeah, basically, she's like, okay, Fran, we're not going to run away because we can't run away forever. And they're like, okay, we're gonna fight back. So they basically she memorized the number plates of
very impressive
the cars that got her, which is very impressive in everything impressive. That's going on. And and she tracks down where that is and she finds that it's one of his drivers, one of Peter Dinklage's drivers, and she follows Dinkle him back driver. to the building that he basically operates out of, and they taser the driver and taser all of his sort of security guards. And they taser him as well. Drug him.
She needles him pretty hard.
Yeah, she needles him sort of thing. And then they take him out into the middle of nowhere and leave him naked on the road kind of thing. And I thought they were actually going to kill him.
I thought they were going to kill him too. It was like,
I thought they were
going to
put him in a car.
I thought they were going to do the exact same thing that he did to her.
That's put him in the car and send him into the river.
Yeah, that's where I felt like it was going. But no.
I was actually thinking he was going to get hit by a car. Because he's in the middle of the road naked. And I'm like,
yeah.
Are they just hoping for someone to like hit him? Like
I thought that too.
That he's just like
I drink and
I
know.
It was like a trail, like a fire trail.
Yeah,
road.
I don't think. Yeah, it was basically.
Yeah.
And I think it was just like, one at first is like, obviously we're going to leave him as helpless as possible, leaving him out here with his dinkle dong out for, you know, everyone to see.
With his little dinky out.
Why are you guys laughing at that? That's so terrible.
You've been waiting to say
dingle dong this whole freaking episode.
I've been sitting on that for a while. I have.
Phrasing. We'll just do a phrasing check on that one. But
it's also like, it is definitely a bit of a crazy, like you have to be thinking a couple of steps ahead. Like, we'll leave him naked, he'll be found, and then he'll end up in this hospital and we'll become guardians. Like, that's some
that fun happens, thinking. By the way. That's how it goes down.
Mm-hmm. Sorry?
Yeah. That's what happens. Yeah, that is the plot. That is actually what happens.
Yes.
So, yeah, they basically take over guardianship of him,
mm-hmm,
because he is a John Doe and he's found drugged naked in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, with his John Dong.
Clearly he can't look after himself.
I'll stop. That's the last one. I promise that's the last one.
So, and Marla's like, she visits him and she's like, okay, I will release your mother from my guardianship. And I will release you from my guardianship if you give me $10 million like I asked originally.
Yeah.
And instead of that, Roman, which is Peter Dinklage's character, which I don't think we've actually said his name
called him everything else but Roman.
Yeah, but Roman. And he's like, you know what? I'm not mad anymore, apparently. And you know, you've done this horrible thing to my mother, and I'm over it now.
Well, he said that he hates it. He's like, I hate you, but we can make each other a lot of money here.
Yes,
like billions. Yeah,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, and so they team up, and she accepts it, and they basically use his money and connections, and her sort of scheme to build an empire of this scheme, and she becomes this really extremely wealthy CEO.
My goodness.
Yeah. And we get a quick montage of like her empire being built.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Essentially just creating a chain of nursing homes and carers and like
pharmacies and doctors pharmacies and
training colleges.
Yeah. Which
everything.
I was listening to an interview with Rosamund Pike, and basically part of her backstory for the character was that she had a vape store, and that's why she's like always vaping. And that she originally had that and she was having a legitimate business trying to live like the American dream kind of thing. And that just completely got overrun by like a big corporation kind of thing. And she wasn't able to compete.
Big vape.
And
big vape gets
you. Yeah, him. Big vape. Big vape got her kind of thing. And so, and basically, like through that experience, like this is sort of her backstory for the character.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, I'm not going to play by the rules anymore. I'm going to just be ruthless and do whatever it takes to get her sort of version of the American dream kind of thing. And that's kind of where her character started off from, and where her character ends is just a bigger version of that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And I thought this movie would have been a stronger movie, honestly, if it had ended here.
Yeah.
Like,
really?
I reckon too.
Because, yeah.
It would have had a similar ending, poignant, like Upgrade, because you're like,
yes,
are we happy here? We're not. This is weird. This is bad. No, this is a bad ending.
Yeah.
What if?
And Les Miserables. God, that sucked. That movie sucked.
Les Miserables.
I hated Les Miserables. Because
it's a musical.
Probably. One, I finished watching it. And I'm like, are we happy? What happened here?
It's literally called.
It was a crap movie. They kept singing. I'm like, why are you singing? Stop singing and start killing Frenchmen.
Oh, man. Did I laugh out loud?
The sound effects? The Russell Crowe sound effects?
The sound effects of Russell Crowe, like,
snap?
space planting.
Oh, that was funny.
Because, like, that is so funny. I think I've said this a few times on the podcast. But, yeah. Yeah. That's, like, it's still the funniest thing.
My favorite thing about that neck snap, my favorite thing about the sound effect is that it is more on pitch than Russell Crowe singing.
Yes. Sorry, carry on.
She does a TV interview where, like, she's like, yeah, I care so much. I'm such a caring person.
Cares a lot.
All this kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And then as she's leaving the studio, Mr. Fjellstrom from the very beginning that we've all forgotten about.
Yes.
He's dragged on for so long.
The bearded guy.
Comes out of nowhere and he tearfully confronts her and says that his mother died while living in one of the facilities that she put her in. And he wasn't able to see her, which is like just really like horrible.
So scummy.
And then he shoots her.
I'm surprised he shoots her
quickly
once.
Quickly arrested.
I feel like any one of us could have squeezed off way more than one round.
Yeah,
just like
for sure.
Just like, would have emptied the mag.
Emptied, yeah.
No, I wouldn't have.
She would have like the hammer fire. She's like ba 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 ba.
I don't think guns
are around. Surprised you only have one gun.
Guns aren't really feast style, though, are they? Like,
she would have an RPG.
And katanas all the way. Oh, yeah. RPG. Yeah, yeah.
I couldn't see my mum because of you.
No, I would have like a bomber. I'd have like a, I don't know, C-17 or something. Yeah. You know, just drop that thing out of the sky.
Yeah. Flamethrower?
It wouldn't be Dear Miss Grayson. It would be Dear Grid Coordinates.
Exactly.
Honestly, like
fly over, when you start mushroom cloud. Anyway,
dear San Francisco.
I was so surprised. I was so surprised by your sentence just then, Fee, because you sort of started out and you're like, I wouldn't have shot her more than once, and I'm like,
whoa,
yeah, okay, fair enough. And then you're like, but I'd drop a bomb.
AC-130. Do you guys remember Hiroshima?
Oh wow. I can definitely imagine Fee with a flamethrower. Just like going at it.
Yes,
yeah.
It's like the end of
like Brad Pitt.
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Cool.
There's a frat guy in my pool.
So, yeah.
That was a crazy movie.
Oh, I love that movie.
Ending.
That
was
crazy.
Yeah.
That was great. So this is where this movie ends, but like there was actually another movie that it reminded me of, but this movie like is a much better movie, and it's called Thank You for Smoking.
Hey,
I haven't seen it, but it reminded me of that too, from what I've seen of the trailers, like just some sort of corporation
of
taking
Bup
over.
Up in the Air and Juno, right? Did Thank You for Smoking.
Jason Reitman.
Yeah,
Jason Reitman.
Who's doing Ghostbusters.
Woo! Yes, because his dad did the original Ghostbusters, and he's sort of taken over.
It's perfect. Yeah. Cool.
So,
perfect.
Sorry,
That's kind of cool. Was that the one with the kid from Stranger Things? Is that one?
Yes,
it is.
The one
it was meant to come out like last year, but
it was
a lot
to,
of things.
Yeah,
it was meant to come out.
Meant to come out like six months ago. We'll get it eventually. Sure. What do you guys reckon of like? Do you reckon an ending would have been better where? Like if it was a bit more like a Spider-Man Far From Home thing where it ended with a big story.
where
it ended with
what?
Where Rosamund Pike is Spider-Man. No. where it ended with like this big news reveal, like news report about her massive scheme. And like
I think it would have flown in the face of the whole movie.
Yeah, which this kind of does when she gets shot. I was like justice is sort of served in a way. And that's where I think this movie should have ended with her getting away with it. And you should feel horrible that this thing exists.
You wanted a Gone Girl ending.
Yes, we wanted a Gone Girl ending.
Yes, I didn't.
That's true.
Technically, we did get a Gone Girl ending, but this isn't...
Oh, I
that
get it.
Yeah, not
because she died.
I like
that she died because at least I feel like it was satisfying because the movie was, it felt so drawn out for me. I was just ugh, I'm over it. Ugh, she's getting everything that she wants. Beta Tinglish is like totally like just, you know, siding with her now. What the hell? I thought they were meant to be enemies.
Yeah. The come work for me kind of felt too easy, didn't it?
What did you say?
Come Work For Me Come was like too easy an out.
That's true.
For the characters.
As a viewer, I prefer her dying, if that makes sense.
Yeah, me too.
But as a
storyteller.
Like an overall story kind of thing, like, and the way that it's like kind of highlighting this loophole in the system.
Yeah.
I think she should have got away with it, if that makes sense, to make it more like poignant.
I get what you mean. It's like,
yeah, if
you come out of this thinking this is a problem, but it's okay because
all the bad things. You know, she died in the end, so it's not a problem anymore, kind of thing.
What would have been good is if they did a massive time jump and we punch like 20, 30 years in the future, and then she gets. Someone does it to her. She then gets like, a court has ordered you. That you cannot handle yourself, you're gonna be assigned a guardian. That would have been very interesting. Oh, you sneaky bitch! I don't know why she wouldn't do it like that. But.
with a fork in her hand as well.
Sorry.
You sneaky bitch!
You little cherub!
And apparently, she's
Dame Edna. So
that's final line of dialogue. End credits. That's it. Yeah. That could have been the alternate title for the movie as well. Yeah.
You sneaky bitch.
You sneaky bitch. It could have just been like, girls get it done.
what would you call this movie? Like, Birds of Prey? You guys think of the title? What?
Birds
of
Prey. The title was fine.
Birds of Prey. Yeah. You thought it was fine? Yeah. I don't know. It just felt
a lot.
It feels weird as
the
title
was good because I think I said it to you, Faye. I'm like, after, like, I didn't realize what we were watching. And once it kind of starts, you're like, oh, this is not what I thought it was.
Right.
And it was okay.
Yeah.
Because you wouldn't want like a very poignant title. You want something that's, because like that's the lie. She cares a lot.
Mm.
She couldn't care less about people.
Well, and also, I feel like old people scam wouldn't have got people. Watching it.
How to scam a guy in 10 days.
Yeah. So that brings us to the end of the movie. What did you guys rate it out of Birds? So, Paul, Birds? What did you give it out of Birds?
Oh, this is nice. Yeah, I'm just throwing it. Look, I'd give it like a 3. It was good. It doesn't have any, like, I wouldn't watch it again, but I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah.
Fee, what about you?
How many birds? Like 2.5.
Hey.
Mostly because of the acting, but I just, didn't care for the directing or the editing or the script.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What about the lighting, though? Did you like the lighting?
Whoa. blew my mind. No.
We should have asked Paul, what did you think of the sound design?
Sound effect was really good at the end. It could have done with a lot more.
Awesome.
And I'd love Corridor to come back and remaster that, where it's like, maybe instead of a revolver, he's got a machine gun.
Of course.
Or something. Yeah. But I thought it was completely adequate and it was good.
Excellent.
Yep.
Dean? How many birds?
I agree. The acting is definitely, the performances are the standout for this. I definitely enjoyed the story enough to, like, you know, I'm going to give it 3.5 birds, I reckon.
Yeah, right.
It's pretty decent. Pretty decent.
Jason, what about you?
I think I'm with Paul on this. Paul? I'm 3 as well.
Nice.
Yeah. Oh, this is weird.
Like, it's right. Like, it's enjoyable enough to say that it's a good movie, but it's still not like a great movie kind of thing.
I would recommend people watch this for sure.
Once.
Even just for the performances.
Once. Yeah, maybe.
I wouldn't say, go watch it, but make sure you watch it 3 times.
If you could watch it with a grandparent, do it. And then just turn to them halfway through the movie, just turn to them and go, huh, that looks easy. Sow the seed. Put the seed out there. Don't forget it, but that's okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Start Googling guardianship right in front of them.
Yeah, I was like, did you know that guardians get paid like $80,000 a year?
Shivers.
So on that note, that brings us to the end of this week's episode. I hope you enjoyed the show. If you like the show, you can visit our Patreon page at patreon.com/nerdsbeforebirds. You can contribute any amount starting at $1 a month.
Now, if you don't have a dollar, but you do have a grandparent, Have we got an idea for you? We have our guardian patrons. And
wow.
That's $1,000 a month.
Paul, what are your coordinates?
My It's 0000 because everything revolves around me.
Oh my god, that's so bad.
That does sound right.
It won't for long.
I'm going to be revolving around the solar system soon.
Yeah,
atoms.
So,
it will become the Big Bang.
Yeah, we're right. Also on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Nerds Before Birds on all of those except for Twitter, where we're Nerds Before Bird singular. Mm-hmm. And yeah, that's pretty much it. I don't know what we're
don't
doing
ask
next
the
week.
Question.
Probably Hamilton. Maybe yeah. Hamilton. Maybe Hamilton next week. No. I don't know. Ooh, I don't know. Hey, maybe.
Oh wait. I am actually away
or
next week.
Coming to America too. I'm not
Let's
sure.
do that.
Yeah. You're basically jumping on anything that's not Hamilton.
No, I legitimately do want to see that.
So do I. Which but it, I
let's do that
from when we're recording this.
Yeah.
It's actually coming out tomorrow. So.
Yeah.
Oh, we should do Coming to America next week.
Let's do Hamilton. Let's do Coming to America tomorrow.
We'll do Coming to America this week, and then we'll do something else on the 18th. We'll figure that out when we get there.
Hamilton. Maybe. At some point.
I saw this. I think it was like a TikTok or whatever, and it was like scenes from Hamilton, and it's like, me, I died for him. Me, I loved him. Me, I served with him. And then it cuts to like,
with him,
dude. And he goes, and me, I watched a documentary about his life on Disney Plus. So I'm also part of the story.
That is real. Yeah,
that's awesome.
Let's see right. Back in the March,
and on that note, good night everybody.
Bye.
Night.
Bye.